This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And someone else who covered, man, a lot of Ray Allen and enjoyed those games at the Bradley Center, she joins us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. She is the one, the only, Stephanie Sutton. Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mitch. Sounds like you're having a lovely time there at the fair.
You know, the only thing that would make it lovelier is if my friend Stephanie was sitting next to me right now. No, but I know you were here last week, though, so I know before the fair even started, you guys did your media Channel 12 competition thingamabob. What do you guys do at the fair before it starts to let everybody know about all the cool things going on here?
All right, so this was our second annual Wisconsin WISN Skills Challenge. It was the sports team versus the news team. It was a lot of fun. This year we did, what did we do? I'm trying to think. We did bumper cars. So right away we
had a
race between the bumper cars. Obviously the sports team won.
Obviously.
And then we went over to the dairy pavilion. Mm. The new,
yep, I was in the dairy. I was in the dairy pavilion today, absolutely.
It was quite something. It's really beautiful. They did a really nice job. But we were inside the dairy pavilion, and then we had different kinds of milk. Like, I think we had cherry chocolate milk and other kinds of flavored milk. I don't know if that's your cup of tea or not. But
I like the root beer. The root beer milk is my favorite, for sure.
I did not get to try that one. But
we did a
flip cup competition. Now, in my defense, everyone's laughing at me because I went to Madison. I have a daughter in college. Oh, I should be really good at these flip cup games. I need the big red solo cup. Instead, we had the tiny little, you know, cups that they give you the milk in. So I was not very good at it. So
no, you need a red solo cup. Come on, people.
I know, but we needed, you know, we chased it down. Like, you know, we slammed the milk. We tried to flip the cup. I did not do so well on that. So the news team won that. I should say, too, it was Dario, myself, and Jared Fialco in our sports department versus Tyler Weed, who's our 10 p.m. news producer, Deanna Gutierrez, and Blake Eason, who are part of our WISN 12 news team.
How does Baden weasel his way out? Like, now, granted, he's not news or sports. He's weather. But, like, shouldn't Baden be, like, part of this situation?
He was asked. I will say that I think it did not, because, again, we had to shoot it last Wednesday morning. He had something was conflicting at that time.
So yeah, then he had a nap. It was nap time for Baden.
Or a tea time. He might have had a tea time.
Good point.
It was pouring rain last Wednesday, so actually I thought we were going to cancel it, but we didn't. So we did everything indoors. We did the bumper cars, which was underneath, you know, at least the bumper car thing, inside the dairy pavilion. And then is it the Tommy Thompson Center? What is the big expo center there? Is that what it's called?
I think it's still the Tommy Thompson. I assume so. We call it the expo center. We are broadcasting live. We are right outside of the expo center. If you look at the expo center kind of to the left, like, we're right across from the milk, right across from the grandstand. So we're in the front corner of the expo center, basically. Outside, of course.
So in the back of it, there's a paintball thing.
Really? Yes. I had no idea.
It was super fun. And I'm going to be honest, the sports team, I don't usually shoot a gun or a rifle, but I don't mean to brag, but I was pretty good at it.
But it felt pretty good. Yep, I believe it.
No, especially with paintball and the pellets, and we creamed. to use the state fair term, we creamed.
Nice.
Puffed the news team. And so the sports team won.
Yes, as it should be. As it always should be. Stephanie Sutton joining us here on The Fan. All right, so I know you were working the desk this weekend, but I'm guessing you had an eye on family night. So let's start with family night and the Packers. Have you had a chance to get up to Green Bay yet? And whether you have or not, like, what are some of the things you're just keeping an eye on as training camp is still, we're still, like, it's less than 2 weeks, but they have a game in 5 days. So what are you keeping an eye on right now with our Green Bay Packers?
How do you not keep an eye on the rookie star? I'm on Matthew Golden.
Yep. Like,
I'm
just 22, curious. Baby.
I'm just curious how he's going to do. You know, defensively, there's so many players to look out for, to watch for. But I'm just more curious, on the offensive side of the ball, especially when it comes to the preseason. And also, sure. We know it's the preseason. Like, they play, but they don't play, you know?
I totally agree.
You know what I mean? Savion Williams, curious, too, how he might do. Obviously, the third round.
If we ever see him, right?
Right, right. If we do, that's a good point.
You got to be available. You got to get out there.
I'm curious if Jordan Love, like, is he going for like a series and come out? Like, how long does he play in that first preseason game?
Oh no, he's not. No. He's not. No. Maybe the second game, which is now the third game or whatever, like, you know, okay. And that was traditionally with us. I think he plays one of these three games. I think he plays one series, It's a three and out, and then he might play a second series. And I think that is it for the entire preseason. And if I'm wrong, I'll admit I was wrong, but that's what I think. I don't touch the quarterback. Like, there's no competition there.
One with all the fans, and it's a home game. They're not away. They're home. That he doesn't play one series.
Ooh, traditionally they don't. Traditionally they don't. The past few years, like, started. I think if you're a fan, you got to recognize. You got to recognize what you're in for, what's happening, that starters are not going to play in preseason. You don't want your starters playing in preseason. You want everyone healthy for week one at home against the Lions. And let number 54 through 90 on the roster fight for jobs during the preseason games. And let the starters just, like, pretend to coach. And maybe have a cherry Pepsi on the sideline or whatever they want to drink, and just do that. Like, I don't think they need to. I don't think they need to be out there.
Bubble wrap them. You just want to bubble wrap.
Bubble, yeah.
Bubble.
Okay. I mean, listen, they're not going to be bubble wrapped in those practices. I know they're doing some joint practices.
Right.
I think week two against the Colts, and I don't know if they're doing them week three also. So that they won't be bubble wrapped. So there will be hitting, but I think in general, like, you know, especially quarterback, especially because that changes your whole season. Anybody else gets hurt, it's next man up, and we've seen it be not go well with other guys up also. But with quarterback, no, I'm just not messing with it. I'm just not messing with it.
Well, I think that's a good plan. Yep, that'll work. But yeah, so what do we got? Packers, the Brewers, that was exciting to see him get a franchise record 56 hits over the weekend in Washington, D.C.?
Did you see that stat that it was the most hits in a three-game series since 1950 when the Brooklyn Dodgers did it? Is that unbelievable? That's the most hits in a three-game series since a team that doesn't even play in the city where it was at the time did it. And I was saying it in the intro, like, it seemed like, it didn't matter Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Whenever you turned the TV on, whenever you turned the radio on, whenever you were streaming, whenever you checked the score on your phone, the Brewers had like seven guys on base. Like, just like, right. Every time you turned around, it was, I mean, what a crazy weekend for the Brewers, Steph.
It is crazy. And, well, even crazier too that the Miz was scratched before the game yesterday. And so that's a little worrisome. Although
Not worrisome at all. It's not worrisome at all. I'll explain it. I'll tell you. No. Nope.
Okay, he says he'll be back within two starts.
Right. It's
so
he has a bruise. Yeah.
Right.
Well, Henderson's great. We'll get to Henderson in a second. So with Miz, he's hurt. He definitely has a bruise. He definitely could have pitched if they needed him to, but they don't need starts from him August 3rd and August 8th. They're going to need him pitching, whether it's starting or out of the bullpen, in late September and October,
yep.
Because they can't lose and they can't go out in the first round of a playoff series again. They got to win a playoff series finally. And if you want that, you need Miz at full strength later in the season, not in August.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
100%. not concerned about The Miz. I want him to rest. I want him to relax. I want him to get ready for whatever that next start is, and the, you know, when he faces the Cubs in the middle of August. Like, already, he should already be focused on mowing down the Cubs in Wrigley. That's what he should be looking at.
All right, that sounds like a plan. I mean, again, you're like, pace themselves. I find it interesting. The Brewers are still, what, two games ahead of the Cubs in the NL
Central. Two games up, yep.
And they, you know, Sal Frelick had to leave the game early the other day. Mm-hmm. You know, again, the Miz is, like, with all these injuries, they're still doing as well as they are. Now, again, as we just mentioned, it's early August. You know,
yes.
Let's have this be early September, especially maybe early October, then be really excited. That's my only concern. I'm just hoping they're not peaking too soon. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
You're absolutely right. Yeah, that is the worry, right? Is that they could be, I mean, and we've seen other teams do that. Like, more, you know, I bring it back to the Packers in 2010. They were the sixth seed, but they were hot. They were the hottest team in Major League Baseball when it mattered. In the NFL, when it mattered. And we see that in baseball, too, where wild card teams get hot at the right time. If you were, all right, I'm going to let you be, do you want to be Pat Murphy? Yeah, I'm going to let you be Pat Murphy for a second, Steph. You're Pat Murphy.
Okay.
What do you do to, like, you know, yes, it's such a grind, 162 games, but you also know you don't want to peak on August 4th. What do you do to kind of, like, make sure your team knows that you want to be playing great baseball all the time, but that you need to save a little something in reserve for late September into October?
How do you not keep doing what you're doing, though? I mean, he's so chill. He's eating pancakes, a pocket pancake on the sideline. Like, the guy is chill. Keep doing that. You make it, like, light. And I think he knows that. I think he kind of said that in his post-game press conference yesterday, too. Like, yeah, we get it. We know where we're at. We know it's still sort of a long journey. And, you know, and even, like, let's say they tank suddenly in August. That's okay. You know, as long as they're still in the running with the Cubs, and, you know, and in the division, they're gonna. It seems like they're going to be okay. I just think at this point we'd be utterly shocked if they don't make the postseason. You know what I mean? Because they're doing so well right now, and hopefully that continues. But
right, but it's still two more months.
I hate to say status quo. Keep doing what you've been doing. Why would you tweak anything? Why would you fix anything? You know,
I tend to agree. I just like you. Like, I'm a little worried about their peaking right now, but I also agree there's nothing really to change, because it's not like they're, I mean, they're just going out and playing baseball. Like, you get that feeling from this team that it's like they just go out and do their thing, right?
Well, that's true. And, like, let's say Brandon Woodruff, who I think pitched six innings the other day. I mean, do you maybe not do the sixth inning? Maybe we do start pulling them after five. You know what I mean? Maybe the, you know,
things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, something gradual, because your bullpen's pretty strong too. So just, you know, to patch out the game, piecemeal it together to get the win.
I know, but then you don't want to burn out those arms either. And Woody seems to be. But you're right. Like, whether it's Woody, whether it's Mizorowski when he comes back, or whether it's keeping Logan Henderson in there, you know, how do you manage these guys' innings? I mean, I had somebody on Facebook today reach out to me and say, hey, Mizorowski should go to the bullpen in September and October, A, to limit his innings, but also, you know, because that makes the bullpen so great, doesn't it?
Right. I could not agree more. I mean, I'm so excited, though, like you said. You're like, let's have the Miz rest, get him in there for the Cubs, but what we really want is him as late September, and obviously maybe all through October. We'll see. I don't know, man.
You mentioned with Frelick. And, you know, with Churio hurt, with Frelick hurt, I think that's kind of where more, you know, I'm not concerned, like I've said, I'm not concerned about Mizorowski. I am a little concerned about the outfield. Like, you know, if we don't really know the extent of Churio's injury. Like, he could, you know, they put him on the 10-day injured list, but they kind of said that he might be out for more than 10 days. And hopefully it's not
a little worrisome. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And Frelick, it's the same knee that's had some problems in the past. Illinois stinks, by the way. Thank you for offering that. We just had an Illinois fan walk by and point to his hat. So I had to let him know. So whether it's Frelick with his knee, I mean, you know, Lockridge came in and played pretty well. And Blake Perkins has been playing well. But not every opponent's going to be the Washington.
Actually, that game winner the other day by Blake Perkins. I've never seen a coach or a manager so emotional after one of his players did something like that. I thought that was cool.
I think Murphy's the team is really – yeah, go ahead.
No, just how Blake had been injured for a lot of the season,
yes,
and then he comes back
exactly.
And has a moment like that. You know, and again, the team as a whole is doing really well, but then to see a player that, you know, hasn't been involved with most of it or a lot of it often comes – like, what does that say about this team? What does that say about the bench? What does that say about, you know, like – well, okay, Jackson Churio's down. That's okay. Guess what? Churio was down, and they still swept the Nationals, and they still had the most hits in franchise history for a three-game series. So it's crazy how, like, if someone goes down, someone steps up. I don't know. I'm not too worried. I'm not too worried about the outfield. I'm not worried about the pitching. I'm not worried about the bullpen. I'm definitely not worried about Pat Murphy because that guy is chill, and he knows what he's doing, and it shows. And it was like a chess game, I thought, against Craig Counsell last week. You know, at
absolutely.
I thought it between the two managers, and I think it probably bothers Craig so much that he knows Murph is that good. You know how they're kind of, I don't know. That's how I felt.
And he's got pocket snacks, so if you need a snack, he's got pocket snacks. But I agree with you. It's not. I don't want to. You know, I'm a little worried about the injuries in the outfield, but I'm not overly worried. I think one thing we need to remind ourselves, as it's August 4th, right?
Yeah,
it's to enjoy it, right? Enjoy it, like, you know, it's easy to already start worrying about playoff positioning and the Cubs and the Dodgers and the Mets and the Phillies, and it's like that we forget to just turn on the game and just enjoy it and look at the standings with the Brewers on top. I think it's important stuff to just remember to enjoy it right now, right?
I agree. Oh, and I think the fans were definitely enjoying it. Were those all sellouts last Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday? I think they were.
Yeah, I think they had like five sellouts in that home. Even against the Marlins, they sold out, which is crazy because like no one comes out to see the Marlins. That's for sure. Sorry, is that mean? I don't care. They know. They know. Listen, they know who they are, right? They know who their franchise is.
It's the truth.
Yes. And it just shows how excited Wisconsin is for the Milwaukee Brewers. There's no way not to be excited. It's just awesome.
No.
All right, back.
It's exciting times, right, for sure.
Yep.
And honestly, are you feeling, I'm feeling, not since 2018, do I feel like more confident kind of going into a postseason? And I know we're not there yet, but like.
Yeah, 18, 19. You know, 19, obviously, we had the Yelich injury, so things kind of went weird in that September.
It's feeling like that, right.
Yep, it really is. Stephanie Sutton, WISN 12, joining us here on The Fan. We are live at State Fair, brought to you by our friend, or presented to you by our friends at Potawatomi Casino and Hotel, and the sports book there, of course. Stephanie, what's your favorite thing to eat at the fair?
All right, so one of my favorite things to eat is at a place called Knuckleheads.
Yep, it's I walked by Knuckleheads
way,
today.
Just down the way from the giant yellow slide, they've got lug nuts.
I don't know what that means. What is that?
I think it's like a bacon-wrapped jalapeno tater.
Okay. Sounds wonderful.
And there's like some cream cheese in there. It's delicious. So if you go to Knuckleheads, ask for the lug nuts. They're delicious.
Nice.
That's
all
like right. A go-to.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too,
like
I didn't realize, with the corn stand, I didn't do that until this year because my friend did it that way, you can actually order the corn in a cup so that it's not as messy. So
like they cut off? They cut off the corn for you, and you can get it in a cup?
Yes, you just go to that, you know, one of the corn stands, and you go, can I have
yeah.
it? I didn't know that. I just had it.
I had no idea you could do that.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm not sure if there's an upcharge.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't think there is.
Right. There shouldn't be. You're still just – I guess there is service that you're paying for in that case, but it's still the same goods you're getting.
Yeah. So I think it's – I don't think there was an upcharge. It was delicious, and it was in a cup, and it wasn't messy. So that's one of the other things I like. But definitely Knuckleheads is one of my favorite little spots that I like to stop by.
Very cool. Well, Steph – Yeah, what else? Anything else on your radar here?
Puffs. I did not get to try the either cherry cream puff this year. I did not get to try that this year.
Okay.
That was pretty
All
good.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a cream puff guy, but there are other desserts in the dairy expo that I definitely will be rocking. I already have one set up for tomorrow, actually, that I already set up with the people in the dairy place. Like they have my name and I'm ready to go tomorrow, so I'm excited for that.
There you
well
go.
Steph Yeah, yeah. That, I get taken care of when I come to the fair. Steph, thank you so much for jumping on. This was a blast.
Thanks, Mitch.
And can you believe the Packers play in 5 days?
No, that's pretty nuts.
Like, I know it's preseason, but it's still like there's going to be a football game in 5 days, Packers and Jets. Crazy, right?
At Lambeau Field. Here we go. The road to the Super Bowl starts Saturday in the preseason.
From your mouth to God's ears. I love it. Steph, thank you so much for jumping on today.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. Have a great day.
You bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.